Ready? We're trying this again one more time.
Mariah.
If it's really gone, then tell me.
Wait. No. The intro. Not sing Mariah. Just kept going. We'll just keep going.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is
Hi, we're starting over.
Because, of course, we can never get anything just right.
Never get it right the first time. This is Ricky.
And this is Mariah Carey.
No.
This is your favorite Latino in the
Where?
Midwest.
I don't see him or her. Welcome
you're
to
such a dick.
Welcome to episode 701. You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park.
Siete cero uno.
Yes, see. Out of the Rogers Park area.
Out of the Rogers Park area.
You guys, so let's just talk about our situation right now.
Dive into it.
We kind of talked about, we did a video for YouTube today in the car.
YouTube.
We are going to be... in a Trump world.
We're basically going to be whitewashed.
I am like, can I even be whitewashed? I can't be whitewashed.
Well, you need to be washed, period. But
that's weird. Tony tells me that every day, but I'm like, ew, no one does that.
You're like, ew. What's that?
Let's unplug these because I hear popping.
Pop it up, pop, 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 pop.
So yes, Wednesday morning, early Wednesday morning, like 1:30 in the
first of all,
I went to bed at 11 because I was tired and I was a little upset, so I was like, let me get some sleep. 1:30 in the morning, you thought, well, maybe Ricky woke up because he wanted to see what the election results were. But Roger, please ask me, what did I wake up for?
You wake up to take a shit just like I did.
No.
Oh.
Ask me, Ricky, what did you wake up? Why did you wake up?
Ricky, why did you wake up?
Because there was a drunk fucking white woman outside of our door screaming and yelling, help me, help me. And we look out and this bitch is drunk.
Wait, where? Like,
right out here in front.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait.
At the entrance of our door.
Like literally?
Like knocking on the door. She lives next door to us, this unit right here.
Uh-huh.
She's always arguing, screaming, fighting. She's always drunk.
So she got into these two doors.
No, she was outside in the courtyard.
Screaming.
Right. looked like the Joker. She had so much makeup on and she'd been crying and smeared it all over her face.
You mean, and by smear, you mean her boyfriend beat the shit out of her?
No, because I think it's the opposite way around. I think she beats the shit out of him and he's super fucking hot too.
Oh, that's fucked
But
up.
They always get drunk and they start screaming at each other. Well, I guess he broke up with her and like left the apartment and she went after him and didn't take her keys. So she screamed like for like 10 to 15 minutes and I had to go down there. I'm like, it is 1:30 in the fucking morning. What is happening? And she's like, unlock my keys.
Did you really say that?
Yeah, that's what because I was fucking pissed. And this is like the third time this has happened.
Oh,
so God. I said, well, you need to call the management company or your landlord to come let you in this building. I have a key. I could have let her in. But I didn't know if her boyfriend was up there. I didn't know if they're like fighting or whatever, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, you need to call somebody to come let you in the building. And she's like, but my unit's unlocked. I just need to be let through the back. And I'm like, fuck. So I got my shoes on and I took her around the back so she can get up into her unit. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I hate God. To be that ass. You know, white girl, like drunk. I was the worst week of my life. My boyfriend, but don't give a shit, bitch.
Bitch, okay? It is Wednesday.
Right. And how did and you it was have weird a- because I don't know if you've noticed, if you've been in the back, our back area is kind of like a hallway, like an open hallway, right?
Yeah.
So as I was walking through the hallway, she was in front of me and she turned around and I guess she thought that she needed to be consoled because then she like tried to like touch me, like rub my arm like that. And I was like, you're barking up the wrong tree. Get off me. And then I didn't say anything. And then when I came back around the building, the police had been called and they were like, where is the woman that was screaming? And I was like, that bitch is right up there. Come to find out, like, she has no doorknob. She has stabbed the front door with a knife. There's gouges all in her front door. Hot mess express.
Oh, God.
So, you know, I'm on the board. So I was like, oh, bitch, this is on right now. You're out of here. So I contacted the owner and he's going to start the process of evicting her.
She has Didn't they just move?
Yes, in August. She has two little dogs that constantly bark. She never lets them outside. And they do go outside, they're supposed to be on a fucking leash because it's first, city ordinance. Secondly, in the condo rules. Third, don't shit and piss in our yards. Right? So she's like, oh, that's never happened. And when I told her the other night, I said, this is the third time this has happened. She's like, this has never happened before. I'm like, bitch, you're always drunk. You never fucking remember. Mm-hmm. Like, get your shit together. You're like 24, 25. Why are you this much of an alcoholic? And then on top of that, I had been crying because of Hillary Clinton losing. Right. Like, I had a valid point to cry. Bitch, you didn't.
To be fair, her boyfriend did break up with her.
Well, I would too if I can't believe that she
managed to get the fucking knife through the door. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It wasn't through the door. You could see, you know how like if you have a chopping block and you just go like this with a knife, it has like the point marks in
it. But doesn't that hurt? Because I would imagine that your hand would slide.
Well, I guess if you have, I don't know. But
clearly, a woman's scorn is
fucking pissed and looks like the Joker. She's like, I don't want to be that asshole. I'm like, you are that asshole. It's 1:30 in the morning and I have to fucking let you in.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah, I said it's 1:30. I said, I'm not a locksmith. I don't do that. So now when we just had our meeting about the condo rules that we updated in, that's one of the things. If we, the condo members, have to come out of our house from 9 p.m. to 8 a.m. to let you into the building, it's a charge of $35.
That goes to you?
No, it'll go to the condo association.
Fuck that shit. I'd be like, it goes to me.
Well, I don't think we can really do that legally. We have to like do it through our condo association. But yeah, I was really upset with the results. When Tony and I were at Mark and Jeffrey's, they had like a little viewing thing. I was really fucking nervous. Like my stomach was hurting and I just had a feeling that she wasn't going to win. And, well, it was true. And the next day when I went to work, no one was talking. Like, no one talked.
Yeah, it's... We talked about it really quickly at work, and... You very quickly find out who is for and against.
You know, I don't... Not very many people at my job were for Trump, and if they were, they were not vocal. But I've also heard in other places that Trump supporters weren't vocal either because they were kind of afraid or ashamed of their vote or whatever. So,
but do you think that that's because I just read today on Twitter, actually a couple people, and I read this on reports that a couple people voted for Trump, but not because of Trump, because they still think he's a douchebag, but just for the simple fact that they didn't want to vote for Hillary, mm-hmm. which I think is the stupidest fucking thing you could ever do.
That makes no sense to me, but I mean, what's done is done. It's kind of like we have to accept it now, but... Like Roger and I talked on the video and then outside of the video, I kind of felt like after everything that I kind of didn't do enough, even though I did vote mm-hmm. and that's what we're all supposed to do as Americans. Yeah. And if you didn't vote, you're a shitty fucking person. And if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, you're a shitty fucking person.
And don't, and you know what? You're even
and
shittier.
And I don't care what party you voted for. You didn't vote. You're a shitty fucking person.
Because
and
you're probably complain. More likely than to complain about the fucking
don't
country.
Don't fucking complain.
Not only anything. That, but you know what? It is your fucking civic duty. It is the thing that you have a right to do. And a lot of people in this world don't even get that fucking right. Right. Much less if you're a woman. So if you didn't vote, you're an asshole. Plain and simple. And you know what? And to those 45-47% people that were registered to vote or and didn't vote, fuck all of you. Because right. This is the reason why we're all in a fucking predicament that we're in now. I mean, it is because of you that we're worried that now we're going to have Mike Pence put into law his religious belief on us.
Right. So if you feel bad and you're mad at us because we called you a shitty fucking person, well, you probably shouldn't listen to the show anyway.
No, you should eat a bag of fucking dicks.
Or to make up for it, you fucking register to vote. And in 2 years during these midterm votes, you get shit done.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why I kind of feel like I have to do that. I'm going to have to join
some
kind of Democratic
Party. I really want you to just fucking shove a fist full of razors up your vagina and asshole if you didn't vote. That's what I have
What
to
about
say.
Your dick?
That too.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to leave those out.
Yeah. I mean, eat a bag of razors. Just fucking do that.
Ooh. Ooh. I'd vote so fucking quick. I'd be like, where's the ballot?
Right.
That should be the thing. That should be the thing. If you don't vote, you fucking eat a razor blade.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Have fun. And if you don't want to eat that razor, we're going to fucking shove it down your throat.
Right. So, you know, I kind of...
Hold on. Just before we continue with anything else, I also want to say... You know, if you are a Trump supporter, I want you, or if you have Trump supporters in your life, I want you to try to have an adult conversation with them and explain to them your story, make them pay attention, make them hear your story, and let them know how much their vote goes against the very being that you are. Because that's the problem, is that a lot of these people, like I said on the podcast, in the video podcast, a lot of these people don't even know that these cultures and these, you know, differences exist in the world because they only live in areas where it's typically one thing more than the other. And that's the problem, is that you have these people that are just being, you have a town of, let's say, 5,000, and there's 4,990 people that are white, and you have 10 people that are brown or other.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck are they going to know that there's anything different?
I identify as lime.
Shut up. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how are they going to know that there's anything different out in the world? Okay, yeah, so they see things on TV, but guess what? Their local news isn't reporting what's going on in a town over by me. You know, it's not reporting what's going... Okay, maybe it might be reporting what's going on in the south side of Chicago because it's national news. Mm-hmm. But it's not reporting what's going on in San Diego. It's not reporting what's going on in, like, a suburb of New York. Like, it's not reporting that shit. So they don't see that diversity. They only see that 4,990 people and hopefully those 10 brown people that are in that population aren't the ones committing the fucking crime.
Right.
So, therefore, they're never going to see anything. I will tell you, I was dumbfounded when my friend, who was from Alabama, a rural part of Alabama, came to Chicago, moved to Chicago, and he told me that the first time he ever saw a black person in real life was when he moved from Alabama. And I said to him, are you fucking blind? There's got to be black people in Alabama. And he's like, but where you come from, where I came from, there wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And if there were, they were never seen. And he's like, and I didn't see any until I was like in college and moved out. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Hello, the Cosbys. I mean, you've seen TV. You've watched TV.
But he's saying real life though, right?
And that's what he was saying. He's like, not like actual person. And I said to him, and I thought to myself, I go, that is astonishing to
no,
me.
In my 12th grade government class, we had... her name was Miss Sessions, and she was like a mixed lady. So she was like white and black. Like her parents were white and black.
Biracial?
Yeah, biracial. Mm-hmm. There were like maybe two black kids in our school. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up in a very small, like,
right.
not a lot of people. I mean, we had two major universities, but those people are in universities. They're not in high
right.
schools
right,
or
right,
whatever,
right.
you know. So this white kid actually fucking asked her this question in front of us, and I about fell out on the floor. He was like, when you cut yourself, do you bleed red? I was like, oh.
As opposed to?
Well, he thought she was black, so whatever color the black people bleed or whatever. I mean, of course it's red, but I mean, to him, I guess he thought, whatever, you know. And, I'm like, you are almost 18, and like, I knew better than that.
Well, but do you wonder if, okay.
I think he was being a racist asshole is what I really think he was being.
But okay, first of all, is that, I don't know how I would feel about that, because to me, I guess I would wonder is, are you deflecting directly to you're an asshole and you're racist because he's asking that, because you have ventured out and know that there's other, that you've ventured out to I know this isn't necessarily a word, but to culturize yourself, diversify yourself with other things, and that kid didn't, or is it because?
But I didn't really. I never left the state of Virginia.
No. But I'm not saying that it has to be like you physically left. But you were just, your innate was to always discover what was different. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is it that you deflected to that immediately, or is it the fact that maybe his parents didn't know any better and taught him that, and that his parents' parents taught them that, and therefore it's just been a generational thing.
Well, first, you're in a government class, so why the fuck are you asking a question about people's blood? You asked that in science.
That's fair enough.
If you need to ask that question. And then second of all, her best answer was, I'm a human. We're all humans, and we all bleed the same.
Well, that's a very good answer.
she kept it very professional. I'll always remember her, because it's like, I was in so much shock. Like, and I wasn't the only one. There were people there that, I mean, we had like two black kids in our school. Even if it was only two, we still knew a black person.
Yeah.
And my parents, I mean, I don't know. I guess I can't believe there's people that still believe that kind of thing, or even mm-hmm. question that. And it's like 2016. And I'm like, oh my God.
See, because my thing would be, my first initial reaction would be like,
you're an asshole. You're a dumbass.
I would be like, yes, initially would be like, oh my God, he's clearly dumb. But but then my second reaction would be like, obviously he's ignorant and he doesn't know any better. Because he doesn't clearly, and then I see where you're coming from now, why you would have thought that he was automatically racist. Because, you know, the way she responded, you would have ultimately thought you're being a racist asshole by asking that question.
Right.
Right? But I think as kids, I think that, for example, something like that, I think the first thought is, this is a kid who clearly doesn't know any better, is being taught to hate and to be disrespectful to people of a different, whatever it is, a different culture, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't know any better. So him asking that question, almost, it teeter-totters on that line of like, is it really racist? Or is it more of an ignorant thing? Or is he being ignorant because he is racist?
Yeah, it's both.
Or
ignorant racist.
Well, that's probably,
I mean, because
true.
All racists are fucking ignorant.
Well, yeah.
First, I want to complete this. We're all like fucking prejudiced. We're all fucking racist people. I mean, we all have thoughts.
To some degree, yes.
We all have thoughts, but you keep it to yourself and you learn from your own. Like, I mean, don't say shit out loud and not expect people to get upset.
Right.
If you don't want people to get upset about what you're thinking, don't say it, research it, and learn from it.
Well, that's true. I mean, sometimes I can't help myself, because sometimes my people are really stupid. I'm just kidding.
Hate white people, so I don't even know how that works. Is that allowed?
Right. White people are not racist towards each other. That's not a thing.
And it was like, my brother, for instance. Let me pull up. Go ahead and finish talking.
You know, I guess it's always so shocking to me. And I guess that is the beauty of where, you know, of growing up in a big city like Chicago. You know, I was born and raised here, and I grew up privileged enough to see all types of diversity, all types of cultures, all types of sexual beings, all types of everything. Like, my mom's best friend was Black. My mom's other best friend, she was Italian. She had Greek friends. She had Muslim friends. She had, you know, other Latina friends and Latino friends that were from different parts of the country, of the world. And, and even in my neighborhood, like, our direct next door neighbors were from Kentucky and West Virginia, which you would think are like some of the most racist places. And they were by far the most accepting. Like, we all played with the same crowd of kids in our neighborhood, which were all Latino, Black, Brazilian, South American, you know, Filipinos, Asians, Guatemalans, Mexicans, Black, Puerto Ricans, White, Europeans. I mean, like, we had all kinds of kids in our area, in like my neighborhood. So for us, we grew up privileged enough to not have to experience that sort of, you know, where there's one more than the other. You know what I mean? Right. So our school was like, I mean, we had people from Yugoslavia. It's like, I mean, like, that's how diverse we were. So I was lucky enough to grow up in that kind of environment. And so when I heard my friend say that about him not physically seeing a person of color for the first time until he went to a big city, I was like shocked.
I'm not shocked because I came from a small town that's so I put, with the clap signs, white people ruin everything, right?
Yeah.
So my brother, this is the kind of thing that I'm just... He said, "Don't disrespect your race, Ricky. Skin color means nothing. I love you, brother." Which is not... In reality, skin color shouldn't mean anything. But in real life, like super real life right now. Wait, did I say that wrong? In
super real life.
Well, because reality would be like real. So like in a perfect world, skin color would not be an issue. But in reality, it is an issue. And it's maybe not be a problem for white people, but for anyone other than white, it means something. It's
a fucking huge problem.
It's something.
But isn't that funny how...
And it's kind of like he has wool. I mean, he has black friends and stuff, but it's like he has a wool over his eyes that, like, stuff doesn't happen. Like,
is that like a blind naivete, or is that an intentional naivete? You know what I mean? Like, is it like, are you intentionally naive just because you don't want to have to deal with that? Or is it you know... Like, is it really you are being naive to it?
I don't know what it means. I just know that it's not true. So I didn't even respond to it.
It's I've heard comments like that from other white people. Like, I've heard some comments, and this is not like, I hate to deem it this, but you know, on Twitter, Facebook, people have been posting, "Well, I voted for Donald Trump, but I'm not a racist, and I love all my brothers and sisters."
Really?
So my thing to me, when I immediately as I read that, I think to myself, I think to myself, like, wow, how easy and how afforded you are to be able to say that and never have to face the shit that brown people or people of any color have to face. You have that luxury of being able to say, "I voted for this douchebag, bigot, homophobe, xenophobe, whatever kind of phobe,
Cheeto,
into office," and you sit there in your pretty little box and sit there and say, "I voted for him for principle, not because of what he said. I don't believe in anything he said," because you live in your own little white world. It's like you never have to experience that. And I was telling Ricky the other day, even if, and not Ricky, I was telling my friend the other day, even if this country, which right now at the rate that Latinos, Black people, and Asians are going, we will become the majority and white people become the minority. But I will tell you that even now, They will always win no matter what. It does not matter if they are the majority or the minority. White people will always have the upper hand in this game. And that's what is sad.
Until everyone's the same color.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually the whole world is going to be all one color. I don't know if the world will end that, or I don't know if the world will last that long, because, you know, we're about to end a bunch of environmental shit that we put ourselves
into.
Well,
see, that's the thing is, I think that we all have that. I mean, like, I have Eastern European in my blood, in my bloodline. I have Middle Eastern in my bloodline. I have normal Mexican shit in my bloodline.
I'm pure white.
Okay. Right. Are you from the white that, you know, when Christopher Columbus came here and killed
everyone, smallpox?
Pillaged, yeah, that's all, me. Pillaged all the American Indians.
That's me.
Oh, I love that there was that YouTube video or on Facebook where they were interviewing like Indians, like American Indians, and they were talking about like how it was right around Columbus's birthday. And you know how we celebrate it, and they were like, fuck Christopher Columbus, that murderer.
I think they're trying to change that to, and a lot of places have already, is to like Indigenous People Day instead of Columbus Day.
I think they should. He literally killed an entire...
Well, not so much just him.
No.
Europe killed everybody.
No, but he was the one that started it.
They brought over the French disease.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it?
Oh,
is no, that that's not French. I think it's like chlamydia or something. That's like the French disease.
But doesn't the story go that they were killed at Thanksgiving when they took all their food? They killed them like right after.
No, they were all happy and sitting at a table together. You don't know that from history. You didn't know that?
Okay, girl. Yeah,
that's like Phoebe from Friends that didn't know the ending of Old Yeller. Until they finally showed her, because her mom always ended it before the dog died.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, no! No, what's happening? No!
No, but I thought they had dinner, and then after they had dinner, they killed
them. I don't know. I mean, I don't...
Girl, I mean, that's
I'm
story.
Sure they were slaves. They weren't there
they were killed. They made dinner for them, and then had dinner, ate all their food, and then fucking killed them all.
I'll have to look it up. I don't remember. I just know it wasn't as joyous as they try to make it out to be.
Where is that Martin Scorsese? Can he make a movie out of Thanksgiving?
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be good?
I want to see that.
I want to see him start off with Thanksgiving dinner, and then all of a sudden they start killing him afterwards. They're like...
But I want the Indians to win instead.
Hey, High Feather, send me over...
Hey, little big eye.
Hey, High Feather, send me some mashed potatoes down the table. That's horrible. Is it overmodulation?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what? I feel that is... And then what about the pipeline shit that's going on in North Carolina?
Guess who has business interest in that?
Uh-huh.
Trump.
Uh-huh. Why? So he can make millions
off that shit.
North Dakota?
Yeah, it's through the Midwest. North Dakota, South Dakota.
No, I knew it was one of those twin states.
North Carolina's on the East Coast.
I don't know much about it. Just why I didn't know. Seriously, I didn't know.
But they're protesting or arresting all these protesters. And what's going to happen is they're going to continue to keep building it. And these people are just going to keep destroying the pipeline until they're like, fucking, like, stop it. Because either way, their land is getting damaged. So might as well keep people from making money, you know,
whatever. You know what? I'm not going to say it's not just white people that ruin everything. I think it's actually Americans that ruin everything. I hate to say that. I mean, I love America, but we ruin everything. Like, tons of people outside of this, like, part of the world fucking hate us.
Right.
Because we're such douchebags. It's like... Why can't we just leave shit alone? Why don't you go to fucking Yosemite and bomb some shit over there and start putting some fucking... There's gas pipelines over there that will not be touched, that the government does not want to be touched because it's a fucking landmark. It's like we could supply our own fucking gas for millions of years.
I don't think it's millions. There's not a lot left.
But... Yellowstone
just
and all that?
In the world, like, just in the world in general, there's not as much Because
okay, it fine. Can never, maybe not a million. Okay, we'll go down to like a like no, hundreds of years.
Maybe. Maybe.
Don't fucking say
like,
30.
No,
it's
like
more than that.
It's like 1,000 years, maybe. Yeah. It depends on what they do.
I like, mean, but if, it, like eventually we're going to have like flying cars and whatever. And then that'll okay. be a new problem.
I thought there was going to be flying cars when I was like in fifth grade. And we're just now getting them to be plugged in.
and drive by themselves.
Right.
No, I'm
which
just
I
saying,
don't trust.
But like, right.
No.
I kind of trust them, but I feel like everything would then go slow. Because they're not going to drive fast. They're going to drive at the speed limit. So can
no,
you imagine?
No
everyone's
one does
like,
that.
No one.
No.
No one wants oh. to go fucking 70 on a fucking highway.
No one wants to go 25 in a residential area. They want to go 55. Fuck.
I actually got pulled over for doing that one in a school residential area. It was awful. Like, I was running so late to work, and I didn't realize that I saw that the fucking school was there, but no kids were around, so I decided to floor it.
And you floored it. And what happened? You got a ticket.
When I got to the end of the fucking block, as I'm turning right to head to work, what do I hear? Boop, 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 boop. I was like, fuck! The call of the chicken. But anyway.
So we got an email from a listener. I forgot to read it when we did the 700th show. I feel so bad. I'm sorry. Sent it back on October 5th.
Oh, Jesus.
He said, hey, Ricky Roger, my name is George and I live in San Antonio, Texas. You can say my name. I don't care. Say my name. Say my name.
When no one is around care. You, say, baby, I love you. Who you playing games?
Say my name. Say my name.
I don't know the rest of the words because I haven't heard it in a long time. Say my name. Say my name.
He said, I discovered y'all's podcast about 2 weeks ago and have been binging on it ever since. And I have decided I didn't want to be a lurker anymore. Mm-hmm. Good job, George. Good job.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I wonder if he knows Lurker Luke because they're all in Texas.
Oh,
I bet
we
they
have
get
a lot of
I
Texas.
I wonder if they get it on.
No.
Because
Luke is my
because
boyfriend.
Because only... Oh, okay. Right. I was going to say only you and Luke can get it.
Luke
on.
Is my boyfriend.
Lurker Luke. We don't even... His name's not even Luke, so...
We just decided to name him Luke.
You two are so funny, and I love how you both say what's on your mind. I'm so happy to have found some people with the same sense of humor as me. I don't have any gay friends.
Dirty, obnoxious, and rude.
Right.
Oh, okay, cool.
And fabulous. Right.
All wrapped up into one snazzy little box.
I don't have any gay friends except for my husband, but listening to you two makes me feel like I have two.
Aww. Wah, wah.
Anyway, I'll keep it short. Keep up the great work, and I hope this makes it in on the podcast. Okay. P.S. I do have one question. How did you two meet and end up doing the podcast together? I haven't made it back that far. P.S.S. Yes. I had to throw that in there somewhere.
See.
Yeah.
Well, quick story on how we met. Ricky was living in Florida. I was obviously living here in Chicago, and we met on Bear 411, which is like a
pre-social
dating, gay sex, like
pre-gay apps.
Yeah. It was prehistoric at that time. We met. And then when Ricky moved down here, we went on a couple dates. We, you know, just didn't work out. But we remained friends. And then about 3 years into you being here, your co-host at the time, we're leaving the show. And then he asked me if I wanted to be on. And I said yes. And that's that following. He asked me what, like in November? And then.
Yeah, I think this is the second year or third year.
No, this is the third year. We've been going on 4 years. And then he asked me if I wanted to join because we had that dinner was fucking hilarious. That's all I remember. We were laughing and we had a good time and he just asked me and I said yes. That's how it happened.
I responded to him. I said, hi, George, it's Ricky. Thank you so much for contacting us. We love a new listener. I'm glad you found us. How exactly did you discover us? We will discuss your question on the next show for sure, which we just answered. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for listening. If you listen through iTunes, please make sure you leave us a review. He He said, I discovered you guys on iTunes. I just searched the word keyword gay and some podcast came up and yours was the funniest, most relatable one.
Oh.
I gave you a 5
Take
star
that,
rating
piece of fun.
And a comment on iTunes. Have a great one.
Oh, we'll have to look that up.
Yeah. I can do it real quick. No, I can't on here because I can do it on my computer. So thank you for contacting us, George.
Thank
Sorry
you
that
for calling.
We were so excited about the 700th show that we just forgot.
But we had the 700th show was all about phone calls because we had so many. And most of them were from Lurker Luke.
Love Lurker. Did he have a phone call?
Thought we did. Because I thought he called us.
We do have a voicemail. We do have one.
From him?
Yep. Here. Well, let me plug it. I'll play it.
Plug it in.
Let's get this in. And then we need to plug this in.
George, that is the one thing that you have to, that we have to say, like.
We're really bad about doing this show.
Ricky and I have really, really good chemistry when it comes to, like, just shooting a shit. And, like, we're always laughing. At some point or another, we get into giggle fits.
Okay, George said on iTunes he gave us a 5-star review. The title is Just Listen to It. Okay. Said these two are hilarious. I have been binging on them for a week now and have never laughed so hard. People at work think I'm crazy.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Thank you.
And now we're going to play
Lurker Luke.
Lurker Luke, because we love Lurker Luke's calls. Let's see here. Let's get this around here.
Oh. That was his interpretation of the Exorcist.
You ready?
Yes.
Hey, Sound Monkey. I just want to call in and say that I thoroughly enjoyed Nicole's stunning rendition of Hit Me, Baby, One More Time by Britney Spears. It was very good. Nicole was awesome. She got them gigantic, big old bitties. We should definitely, if you try to get her on the show again, you know, especially now, you know, if you can figure out Skype, you know, you can Skype her in or something like that. And then I also wanted to tell you, too, that Nicole and you have some good times down in Florida. Should we ever forget the big man? And if nobody knows what I'm talking about because they did not hang on long enough to keep up with the show, the big man was this enormously, well, I'll let Ricky tell y'all. Ricky, tell him.
All right, so we're going to stop this and make sure that the call actually went through instead of like, because we heard it differently. Okay, so the call did go through. Thank goodness.
It sounds horrible. It's a call.
I don't know what happened.
Lurker Luke.
The Bib Man. Bib Man.
Oh.
Bib Man was a guy that Nicole and I discovered at a restaurant that we used to go to called CC's Pizza. And he would come in on a Sunday after church. He was about 480 pounds.
How tall was he? Like 2
like
feet?
3 feet. And there's video of him on the Foul Monkeys YouTube videos. If you go watch them, you could see him.
Oh, shit.
He used to put on this like kitchen towel thing with a dental chain around the top. And then he would go get his pizza and then come to his desk. And he was like spraying like butter or something on his pizza. I don't know what it was he was spraying on it. But he was spraying it, and then he would eat it.
And he was spraying on some diet on it.
He wanted to lose them pounds.
He's
the Bib Man, and you have to go over to the Foul Monkeys YouTube page and look for the Bib Man.
Oh my god, that is so weird.
It was crazy. But, he would have the dental chain, like the dish towel would like hang down. Like,
what I'm more interested on is why were you there every time he was there?
No, it wasn't every time. We just happened to like. It would be, we were there, it was always on a Sunday that we went, so it would be like after we got out of church. Right. But then it became a thing, it was like, oh, we should go to see if we see the Bib Man.
That is just crazy.
But you have to go to the YouTube videos and watch them back
That's
in the
funny.
Day.
That's hilarious. Speaking of YouTube videos, make sure that you check ours. I will probably release it sometime this week, more than likely on Wednesday. I already worked on the first part of it, so I just need to upload it.
You did?
Yeah, on my phone.
When did you do that?
I compressed it so that it's smaller. Yeah. So then once I get home, I'll just transfer it on, and then I'll put the tags and then just release it on Wednesday. Because I'm not that busy at work anymore. Like, it's slowed down. Ooh, girl.
Thank goodness.
Oh, my God. Thank somebody.
Thank goodness.
I think next year we're not going to do our current process, so it'll be a lot easier. So I won't be, like, overwhelmed with all that work to do, which is nice.
Because ain't nobody got time to work at work.
No. I was like,
what we got time for is being online, shopping, and having lunch.
Right. I was watching like 18 shows, and they all became podcasts because I couldn't watch them.
Why was I at work? Why was I at work last week? For 2 weeks, I've been testing this program we're going to be using, like an update to the program, right? Mm-hmm. So we were supposed to have a deadline of this past Friday. Monday, they're like, no, we moved the deadline up to Wednesday. I was like, what the fuck? I got a lot of work. Like, I guess they forget that I have my everyday normal job part to do too. Then they want me to do this testing.
Oh, okay. So I see. It's the same place. It's the same as your place too. Right. My place is the same way.
Right. It's like,
we have 18 million things that you need to do.
Plus your job.
Plus your job.
Right.
Because it's other duties as assigned.
Right.
Fuck you and your other duties as assigned. Motherfucker.
That's not my job description. Yes, it is. Yes,
it is. It is not defined, but it is defined.
So that had me super stressed out. And then like Tuesday night, like,
I know I would Wednesday, text message you because Ricky and I text message each other during work hours, like almost every week. And like, if I don't hear a response, I'm like, girl. Like 2 minutes later, I'm in a meeting. I'm like, oh. I was like, fuck.
I was so busy last week. I couldn't answer people's text messages because when we're testing, we're like in a testing room. So the people in there that are like helping us with the test cases and stuff, they're like watching us like hawks to see what we're doing. I'm like,
that shit.
I'm still on my phone. I mean, they're not my boss, so I don't care.
For me, if a text comes through, I'm like, oh. Important things are coming through. Hold on. Like, cause that's like a break mentally. Cause my job is very like repetitive. And so like anytime I can have anything outside of that, like that is not dealing directly with my job. Like I'm like, oh, burp. Okay, I'm busy now. So that's why, like, I think that's the reason why, like, my manager doesn't really say much about, like, she doesn't say much to us if we're watching. Because I watch, like, if I didn't catch The Real Housewives the night before, like, I'll watch it while I'm at work. And
that's why a lot of people don't go out and vote, because they're probably watching that fucking show or something.
No, it wasn't on. Well, it was on, but
yeah,
it was after the hour of the voting. It was over. But anyway, but I'm just listening to it. Like, I'm not actually watching it. I'll go back and forth if I start hearing them. Oh, damn it! I hear that. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta go back. What's going down? But usually I just listen to it.
And so your work has Wi-Fi. They won't give us Wi-Fi at my job.
This is on my computer.
Oh, no.
Girl, I pull up that bravo.com and just watch away.
No.
And sometimes I'll be like listening through, like I don't have cable. I'm a cord cutter or cable cutter. And so I won't be able to watch like The Walking Dead. So I usually watch it on Monday because my girlfriend, Jules, she likes to watch it. She'll watch it, and then her and I will discuss what's going on the show. So usually I can't discuss that with her until after I watch the show. So I usually listen to it or watch it, you know, while I'm at work working on stuff.
But The Walking Dead is something you kind of have to watch. You can't just really listen.
You can listen to it. Like I said, I go back when it starts, like I feel like stuff starts to get really like dramatic. Then I'll watch it, but I'll take a second. And usually what I'm doing is like, I'll do... One thing will come on the screen. I'll take care of that. And then another thing will come on. And I do that really fast so I can go back to watching it again. But my manager, I mean, luckily enough, she's pretty cool with that. Because she knows, because I've told her, I was like, look, I'm not going to stop going on the internet. Obviously, that's not going to happen.
Unless they block you.
Right. No one is going to stop doing that. I'm like, but you can never say anything about my work not getting done because it's still getting done. And she's like, that's why I don't say anything, because, you know, I know that you guys are getting your work. You're done. And so for me, I don't care as long as it's done. You know, now if I ask you to do something and it's not done within a timely fashion, then we're going to have a problem. But otherwise, I'm going to turn a blind eye to it. You know, like just the one thing that she will say is just be like discreet about it. Like, don't let it be like,
oh, girl.
Like, she doesn't care to come to my, and I have Facebook up, or I have, or I'm watching a show. Oh, I would
never have Facebook or Twitter on my work page.
Like, she doesn't care about that, but she does. But if someone else comes up from another one of our, like, team members, and they say something to her, then she'll be upset. But otherwise, she doesn't care. How? Right, so stop and break for fucking Candy Crush. Literally. I'm like, you can't say anything.
We're at 45 minutes.
Yes.
I thought we would discuss something that's going to be happening with the show.
Yes.
So there's going to be a change up on this show.
I need to blow my nose.
Can you just wait like 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Just suck it up and swallow it.
Ew. I need to really blow my
nose. So I decided that the show needed a little changing. And so I've decided to ask my friend Adam to come onto the show, and who will be replacing Roger. Roger and I discussed this, and it was cool. Nothing like bad happened, or there wasn't a fight. Was there? Was there?
What?
What? Yeah.
Oh, you wait. Are you referring to that time that I pulled you down to the floor, right, and scratched your eyes out?
Yeah. That I'm still recovering from.
Yes. Yeah.
The reason why I had to wear sunglasses in today's video.
Yes. No, it was discussed a few months ago. Obviously, for me, it's super sad to be leaving the show.
Well, you're kind of leaving the show.
I mean, kind of.
Because you're always welcome to come back when you want to.
Yes.
But also, you know, we have this other part, which is the video, which Roger and I will still continue to do together. Mm-hmm. So we still have that part. Yes. So,
it'll be that. I will be at that capacity. And if Adam can't do it, I'm always in to step in.
Right.
You know, I mean, yes, while Ricky asked me to do that, you know, asked if that was okay, and of course I was gonna oblige, it's his show. After we discussed it, I kind of thought about it, and it was time. You know, I think with me working a part-time job, I don't know how long that's gonna last. I don't know if it's gonna last for permanently a long time or temporarily a long time. It started to become really crazy with us trying to set up time. And you know what? It's good timing. You know, I mean, it's super sad because I love doing the show, and I've met some really, really awesome people, and that will never go away. And you could always reach out to us and to me. But
and I know you're going to be listening to the show just in case we talk about you.
What show?
You do a show.
What? You know, but I think it was. I'm okay with it. Like, you know, I mean, like I said, it's bittersweet just because I would like to continue. It came at a time where I was feeling like I wasn't being able to contribute, you know, creatively to something. Because for me, like I haven't written anything for a very long time, and I needed a creative outlet. And when you asked me, this was sort of like, yes, I have that, you know, freedom to be creative and whatnot. And I think that we did a lot of really, really cool stuff, especially with like the videos and things. And us continuing to do that, I think will still kind of allow me to be creative in some capacity outside of like crafting and things like that. But if you know, it's been awesome. It's been a good ride. This is not a goodbye, but
yeah, well, I mean, because I was just gonna say that I think we might record on the 19th and 20th and maybe the 26th after Thanksgiving. Because we normally take the month of December off. So probably the 26th somewhere will be like your last show.
Yes.
So if you guys want to like call and let Roger know, like send him a good send off, give him a good send off, give us a call at 863-666-0377. Adam will be coming on board in January. He's a friend. He's, well, I guess you could call him a friend or a...
He's a mutual friend.
Yeah. You know, he's just going to bring a little bit something into it. He's like this guy from Pittsburgh, white ghetto queen is like what I like to call him, because he's like a hip hop queen, you know. Like, we knew we were going to be good friends when, well, first he used to work where I work, but when one day we were driving home from work, and What a Man came on, and both of us like sang it all through the song, and we're like, what?
Oh my God, to have been a fly in that car with these two lily white ass kids fucking singing What a Man.
It's fun. So I think he's going to bring something a little different. He's more into like plays, and like he's like a drama person. So like we just went to go see a play of his on Friday, which was really good. And I just think he might bring a different perspective and just liven up the show a little bit. And, you know, in the Foul Monkeys world, every two or three years, it seems that there's a change. So, because for a long time, I did debate on stopping the show. And I talked to Roger about this multiple times.
I think it was when you did the 600th, isn't it? When we turned 10.
Yeah.
That's like, when you were like, I don't know if I should continue. And
that's been going on since like probably like March or April of this year.
Yep.
And I thought about it and I thought about it. Like at one point I would be like, okay, Roger, this is going to be the last show. And then the next week he's like, so I'm like, oh, I changed my mind, because this is my thing. It takes time to do it. I know you are tired of hearing that. It takes time to do it. But I also feel bad for not doing it, because what if in that one chance that someone or several people rely on the show to get information or to feel good about themselves, or, you know, it's their safety net, whatever the case may be. I kind of feel bad. Eventually it will stop, but I don't know when that's going to happen. And I have to try to get that part out of my head, that I'm not responsible for other people. But, you know, but I have had stories where people came back to me and told me that the show made a difference to them. You know, they changed, you know, their lifestyle, or they made a different decision based on things that we talked about. So it's like, you know, it's hard for me.
Well, stop. And like I've told you the couple of times we talked about it, you know, it's your show, and and even when you approach me about not having me come back the following year, it's your show. Like, you have every right to do whatever you want with it. And if you feel that ending the show or switching a new cast or whatever, like, that's what you need to do, then you need to do that. You're not responsible for everyone that listens to the shows and how they are going to take that. You know, yes, we may provide some sort of comfort to them or some sort of laughter, because, you know, everyone's world is very different, and some people live dark worlds, and that's, we provide that small laughter for them, but you are not responsible for that, you know.
But and, you know, I was gonna stop the show, and then all these other fucking shows decide, oh, we're gonna stop, and I was like, god damn it, now I have to continue. No, I'm just kidding.
But you know, you know the thing is that you have to remember, if you know, if you do decide to stop the show anytime soon, you have to remember that there's, you know, there's a legacy behind you, you know, of shows that people can always...
And in front of me.
Oh. And
but that not you. Can,
yeah. I have YouTube. Anyway, so, you know, there's all this that's behind you that that people can always refer to. And I mean, you know, us going to Vegas and having... what's his name? The South African guy. Shit, I forgot his name.
Hendrick?
Yes, Hendrick. Sorry. Hendrick referred to that episode that he thought was like his favorite episode and funny. I think that's a perfect example of whether you stop the show now, next year, whatever. Mm. That's a perfect example of, you know, the impact, be it small or big, that the show has had on people.
Right.
And so, you know, I think you should take comfort in knowing that, instead of, oh my God,
instead of relying on the future, I should be happy with what's happening. Like,
yeah,
in the past.
That's awesome thing to have. Like you have, even just for me, like, for example, like I have 3 years of my life that I shared with you and with all these people recorded that people have, you know, come up to me and said, whether it was at Vegas, through email, through phone, whatever, that they have said that I impacted their day that day that they listened to that episode. And to me, that's so satisfying and gratifying, because I know that I had a small say in what happened and how the outcome of their day went. Mm-hmm. And I feel like with you having the show for so long, that's how you should look at it.
Right.
You know, and people could always go back and refer and say, hey, this episode to me was the funniest. I mean, take example, Lurker Luke. Like, that's mm-hmm. what he's doing, essentially. But,
poor thing. By the time he gets to the episode where Roger leaves, Adam's going to be leaving. Poor thing.
Hopefully it doesn't get to that point. But that's something that you should definitely, you know, think about. Because... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome that you have people like Luke that can go back and listen to that and they still find it funny. They still find it, you know, it brightens up their day in whatever mm-hmm. way. So
even though when you call about an old show, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about. I mean, 10 years of talking, that's like, oh my God. Like, what are you like? I don't
even
remember.
Well, look at Big Fatty. Isn't he ending his show soon? Like,
no, he's ending at 3,000. He's ending at 3,000, but a lot of Pride 48 shows have stopped, like Greetings from Nowhere, All About Me.
Me, I was gonna say All About Me.
I think Game Night Guys are heard on Big Fatty, said they were ending their show. So it's like, are we becoming a dying art?
I don't think it's, I don't know if it's that.
Or are we losing to a bunch of famous people that have podcasts, you know? That's what's
I think that is, I think that is, I don't think that at all in terms of we're losing to them. I think that it's a shame that you have people like of a celebrity status that can get paid to do a very like polished show mm-hmm. and they're not even fun.
Right.
Where you have like, for example, not to toot my own horn, but you have us who it's not as necessarily polished. Like,
how dare you?
God, but yet we bring it the reels,
right? And for free,
right? Exactly. God damn it!
You get the reels for free.
We so don't get
you guys.
Paid.
You email it. You can email us. You can tweet us.
You're gonna have about a month full of episodes left before I leave.
Well, two episodes.
Is it two or three?
Two. We have next Saturday and the Saturday after because next week's Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
And when are...
No, the week
when's the last episode?
The 26th.
Oh, because we're taking off December.
Right.
Okay, got it.
We might record in December. Don't know, but probably won't because we need a break.
Oh. And December in Chicago is just hell.
And I think the beginning of this year, there was a long break, probably a month and a half, right, that we didn't record. And that was part of my whole, like, trying to think of what I was going to do because I didn't...
And who knows? I mean, that may end up being what you do anyway.
Right. So we don't know. Tweet us, Facebook us, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. You can call us at 863-666-0377 to send off a warm wish to Roger.
Yes, tell me how much you love me. Tell me how much you're gonna miss me. And I want you guys to say that every time you call in.
He's dancing right now. He's dancing.
Every time you call into the show after me.
He's twerking.
No, if I twerk right now, I'm gonna let out a big old turd.
Girl, my stomach is... I was like, we gotta go. All right, so this is Ricky.
And this is your lovely host, Roger.
And we will talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces!
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.